Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Tim Cogshell and Christy Lemire. We begin with The Gentlemen, an action film from writer-director Guy Ritchie. It stars Matthew McConaughey. Christy?
This is a return to form for Guy Ritchie. It harkens back to the movies that he made his name on, like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch. And this reminds me a lot of Rock and Rolla. It's an incredible cast. It's about British thugs who are way more sophisticated and verbal and stylish than you'd ever expect. It's like a very peculiar kind of Guy Ritchie character. But you got Matthew McConaughey, Hugh Grant having the time of his life, Charlie Hunnam, Colin Farrell in an amazing tracksuit.
Yeah. The wardrobe, I say that the wardrobe in this movie, the budget of most movies, could not buy the wardrobe in just this movie. The Gentlemen, a lot of irony in the title there. These are not gentlemen at all, these Englishmen. Guy Ritchie, yeah, back to form, I would say so. Look, I like this movie because I like it every time he makes it. And he has been making it since about 1998. It is, in fact, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, and Snatched, and Rock and Rolla. And if we think about it, Guy Ritchie puts a lot of that style, even in those Sherlock Holmes movies, that not particularly good King Arthur that he did. He had another hit this year, too, or last year, I guess, would be with Aladdin. This, you know, not my favorite Guy Ritchie, but only because I've seen it before.
The Gentlemen is rated R in wide release. Also in wide release this week, the horror film The Turning, based on Henry James' The Turning of the Screw. It stars Mackenzie Davis, Finn Wolfhard, and Brooklyn Prince. Tim?
Well, you know, this has been adapted many, many times in many, many ways. 1961 film The Innocents, Deborah Kerr, Jack Clayton film, is still going to be my favorite adaptation of this. This is creepy enough, scary enough. Mackenzie's quite good at it, but I don't know. It is an odd film.
It's about a young woman who's a kindergarten teacher who takes a job as a live-in governess for an orphan in this giant, sprawling, gothic mansion, and there's a creepy housekeeper, and things start going bump in the night. Are they ghosts? Is she losing her mind? It ends really abruptly and frustratingly, but before that, it has style for days.
Floria Sigismundi is the director, and the adaptation from brothers Kerry and Chad Hayes. Rated PG-13, The Turning's in wide release. And finally, My Name is Maisha, a musical which is set in Riverside. Tim?
Yeah, a very powerful film. Shades of Chirac and Blind Spotting here, mostly in hip-hop and prose. It's the story of a young woman named Taisha Miller, an actual person who was killed by the police in 1998. It's a very, very powerful and deeply penetrating film.
It's playful in form, but very serious in substance. And Rachel Walker, who stars as Maisha, gives in a tremendous performance. This blew me away.
My Name is Maisha is unrated at Lemley's Glendale Theater. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks for joining us.